Hello, Pellissippi State Community College. It's great to be back in Knoxville. And hello to my colleagues, and hello to all the students who are here today. Thank you, Governor Haslam, for that kind introduction and for welcoming us to your state. We are here today because community colleges have entered a new day in America. Community colleges lead the way in preparing graduates in the fields of advanced manufacturing, energy, and information technology, some of the fastest growing fields in America and the rest of the world. In fact, nearly half of all undergraduate students attend community colleges. Equipping American workers with the skills they need to succeed in the global economy is a top priority for President Obama and my husband, Joe, the Vice President. Bye. But I am not a politician. I am an English professor. I have taught in community colleges for more than 20 years, and I still teach full-time at a community college outside of Washington, D.C. In fact, I was just in my classroom yesterday preparing for the semester ahead. Teaching is my life's work. I teach because I love seeing the difference that I hope to make in my students' lives. My goal is to always give them the confidence in their own abilities, because I know that confidence will carry them well beyond my classroom in whatever they do. And as I work hard every day to inspire my students, it is ultimately they who inspire me. In my classroom, I find single parents who come to school in the evening, weary from a long day, yet eager to create a brighter future for their children. I have taught veterans who return to the classroom to complete their higher education as they look to transition to civilian careers. And I have seen workers who have gone as far as they can go in their jobs get the skills they need to reach the next level. I see it over and over again because the students are so committed to furthering their education. They know it is the key to a better life for themselves and their families. I know what happens in a community college classroom, and it is extraordinary. As Second Lady, and at President Obama's request, I have traveled across the country visiting community colleges from Seattle to Miami, and from Texas to right here in the heart of Tennessee. In fact, 2 years ago, I visited Roan State Community College during my Community College to Career bus tour. I have been to over 60 campuses to learn more about how community colleges are providing students with the education and training that they need for the jobs of the 21st century. This all goes back to our fundamental belief: if you are ready to work, you should be able to find a job that fits your skills or get trained with the skills you need for a better job. We all reap the benefits when our citizens are well educated and well trained. It means that our economies are more vibrant and the future is brighter. This is the moment for community colleges to shine. As an educator, I am grateful and tremendously proud to work for a president and a vice president who are committed to restoring the promise of the American educational system. We recognize the value of community colleges and in investing in them. We believe that all Americans deserve the opportunity to reach their full potential. It is now my pleasure to introduce my husband, our Vice President, Joe Biden.